With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. For the first time today, President Trump convened his Board of Peace, the group he hopes will virtually replace the United Nations, at least in some ways, when it comes to resolving various tensions around the world. He also says they're already gathering money to try and help rebuild Gaza.
Today is a tremendous honor to welcome you all to the United States Institute of Peace for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. Very important. I believe it's the most consequential board. Certainly in terms of power and in terms of prestige, there's never been anything close because these are the greatest world leaders. Almost everybody's accepted, and the ones that haven't will be.
The Board of Peace was originally conceived as part of the president's 20-point peace plan to end the conflict in Gaza. Since then, the vision has expanded to include the goal of resolving conflicts around the world. The government releasing two encouraging economic reports today. Here's George Williams.
The first comes from the Labor Department, as the number of Americans filing for jobless aid last week was lower by 23,000 from the previous week, down to 206,000. That was significantly less than the 225,000 forecasted by analysts at FactSet. Second, the Commerce Department reports the U.S. trade deficit was less in 2025 to just over $901 billion, down $3 billion year over year. George Williams, Washington.
As the American military presence near Iran continues to grow, all eyes at the NRB this year focused on the possibility of a conflict with Iran.
And they will come up with ways to repress the voice of Christianity in the country. It's dangerous to be a Christian in Iran. It goes back to Jesus warning us that following him, there is a cost and we must pick up our cross.
That's NRB attendee Lana Silk of the Transform Iran Ministry. This is SRN News. Senator Chuck Schumer now among those embracing gay pride.
The Democratic senator from New York has introduced legislation that would give the rainbow gay pride flag the same federal protections afforded to the United States flag. His action follows the Trump administration's decision not to fly the pride flag at a gay pride memorial in New York. Schumer refers to the Stonewall site as, quote, sacred ground. His legislation is unlikely to pass in the Republican majority Congress, and some critics say it's a political stunt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a harvest crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer. The one-night evangelistic event is set to take place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who leads a harvest megachurch in California, holds several such events every year. It will be free and open to the public. It will also be featuring recording artists, including Chris Tomlin and Jeremy Camp. This is SRN News. A display on the lives of slaves owned by George Washington is being put back up at the President's House archaeological site in Philadelphia.
Workers are restoring an exhibit on slavery that was removed from the National Historical District at Independence Mall in Philadelphia. That's ahead of a Friday deadline set by a U.S. district judge. Last March, President Trump signed an executive order calling for public monuments to be uplifting. The abrupt removal of the exhibit set off a lawsuit by the city and other supporters. In her injunction, Judge Cynthia Roof compared the administration to the totalitarian regime in the novel 1984, saying an agency cannot arbitrarily decide what is true based on the whims of new leadership. The Justice Department is appealing her order. I'm Jennifer King.
Bayer has agreed to a $7.25 billion deal to settle tens of thousands of lawsuits that its weed killer Roundup caused cancer. Bayer, which acquired Roundup when it bought Monsanto, announced on Tuesday it will compensate people who allegedly suffered non-Hodgkin lymphoma. More at SRNNews.com.